New York real estate headlines. AnyTier Online launches New York public records and property search tool. AnyTier Online now provides a centralized portal for New York public records, property tax information, and assessor searches. Real estate professionals in NY can streamline due diligence and property valuation research through a single access point. Bookmark statewide/county/New York for quick reference on New York property records and tax data. New York real estate headlines. What NY real estate pros need to know about realtor commission rates. Fast Expert breaks down everything you need to know about real estate commission costs before buying or selling a home in New York. Understanding current commission structures helps New York agents and brokers better advise clients and stay competitive in a shifting market. Review the full commission breakdown to ensure your pricing strategy aligns with market expectations. htipplay.fastexpert.com/blog/realestate-commission-New York/. New York real estate headlines. New York property records search tool now available for owner, deed, and permit lookups. PropertyChecker.com has launched a New York property record search platform that enables users to find owner information, search permits and purchase history, and look up deed, tax, the loan, and lien records. Real estate professionals in NY can streamline due diligence and client research by accessing consolidated property records through a single search interface. Add https://newyork.propertychecker.com/ to your toolkit for faster NY property record lookups. New York real estate headlines, what NY agents should know about average commission rates in the state. HomeLight breaks down the average New York real estate commission rate and what sellers typically pay realtors to list and sell a home. Understanding prevailing commission structures helps New York agents competitively position their services and articulate value to seller clients. Review the rate breakdown and seller tips at the link to refine your listing presentations. New York real estate headlines. NYC commission rate holds at 5.69%. What agents should know for 2026? A February 2026 survey of local agents found that 5.69% is the average real estate commission rate in New York City. Understanding the current commission landscape helps New York agents competitively price their services and communicate value to clients in a shifting market. Review the full breakdown of how NYC commission works and explore strategies to reduce realtor fees at the link below. Background and context. Why your jurisdiction may require a rental license you do not have. A growing number of NY cities require landlords to register rental properties, pass periodic inspections, and pay an annual fee. Penalties for unlicensed operation typically include fines per day and, in some cases, retroactive return of collected rent. The rules apply to single-unit landlords, not just large operators. Enforcement has shifted from complaint-driven to data matching against utility and property tax records. Many landlords discover they were non-compliant when they receive a back fines notice years after acquiring the property. Check your city or county website for rental license or rental registration. 5 minutes settles it. Background and context. Why cap rates are a starting point, not a verdict. A cap rate is just NOI divided by price. It bakes in zero assumptions about the market, asset class, or capital structure. Two properties with identical 6% cap rates can have wildly different risk profiles depending on lease maturity, tenant credit, and capital reserve needs. Cap rate is a quick screening tool, not a buy signal. Underwriting purely on cap rate is the most common reason new investors pay above market prices. The same investors then blame the market when their projected returns do not materialize 3 years in. For every cap rate you compare, add the lease maturity year and the CapEx reserve assumption. Background and context, a 5-minute checklist before pulling a building permit. The most rejected permit applications fail on documentation completeness, not project merit. A reliable pre-submission check covers 4 things. 1, parcel zoning matches intended use. 2, setback dimensions match the survey. 3, any required HOA or design review sign-off is attached. 4, contractor license number is valid and unrestricted in the issuing jurisdiction. Permit resubmission resets the queue clock in most NY jurisdictions, adding 2 to 6 weeks to a project. Catching documentation gaps before submission is the cheapest schedule recovery tool an owner has. Save the checklist next to your permit application template and run it before every submission.